This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We closed the show yesterday with a quick item about what seems to be a global ATM heist for the ages, a gang of cyber thieves that did $45 million worth of withdrawals. The high-tech part of it involved hacking into financial accounts all over the world and moving money around. The low-tech part was making homemade debit cards that would get away with it in one important center of international banking. That would be this one. From Washington, Marketplace's Scott Tong reports.
To simplify, this was a two-part crime. The bad guys stole debit card information online and then pasted that info onto magnetic stripe debit cards, the kind you and I use. Easy peasy, says fraud analyst Julie Conroy at the ITA Group. You can buy the equipment to do this for $25.
So you can take any ordinary plastic card. It can be an old gift card that you've gotten. Create your own magnetic stripe and then use it just like any other ATM card.
Magnetic stripe technology is older than the Ford Pinto. It let the crooks here make duplicate debit cards to use all at once.
It was really choreographed.
Financial researcher Brian Riley is with CEB Tower Group.
Within the course of 10 hours, thousands of transactions passed through. And if you saw the map that was released, it showed a map going straight down Broadway.
The U.S. is the world's only advanced economy using magnetic stripes. Fraud consultant Jerry Silva says other countries have newer technology.
That put a chip on the card, and now you had kind of a double layer of security.
They're harder to copy, and cards with chips generate a unique code for every transaction. So we want that.
But the cost of replacing all of the plastic in this country, the cost of upgrading every ATM to date has exceeded the cost of the fraud itself.
One reason Americans are in this situation is we invented credit cards, so we have the older infrastructure, says cybersecurity analyst Chris Weissappel at Veracode.
A lot of times the early adopters of technology are stuck with, you know, a generation one system, and I think that's what we have here.
Still, the higher tech cards are coming to the U.S. in the next few years, just in time for the hackers to get a little more creative. I'm Scott Tong for Marketplace.